thought that Tilly died, and he left his money to Bird. She was the favorite in the family, the old bachelor. He had had one third of this big land. Then Aunt Effie came and lived with us. She was an old maid, sister of Minnie. And she lived with us, and we had to share a bath. She was a cripple, and then we'd had to share a bath for 6 or 8 years. And it's damn sure worth what she... But she left all she had for her. So we've inherited on 3 fortunes. Now, she's taken that and put it in radio and television and conserved it and done it herself. And done a reasonably good job. Hello?
Congressman Mahon on 90.
Yes, George.
President, we have wrestled between the House and the Senate and among the conferees, and we have done whatever, all we can do, and it isn't going to be satisfactory to you, but this is all we can do, and that is that we provide the $800,000 to be available only upon the passage of authorizing legislation. Now, this is not what you want at all, but it's just a little something that will sort of puts a stamp of approval on the program and keeps the idea alive and makes some little progress, and you don't do things overnight, and so this is where we are. I'm sitting here with the speaker and the leader, and I've been in conference with the 9 conferees from the House, and this is the best we could work out.
Okay, not a thing. It ain't worth a damn, but there's not a thing to do. But don't you ever make a speech on the power of the presidency, though. Because when I write my memoirs, I'm going to say that I tried to get $800,000 in an emergency fund for 15 states that was bipartisan, and I didn't have enough power to do it.
Well, it's
that's a fact, isn't it?
Yeah. We've had quite a visit with Halleck, and Halleck says he was wholly ignorant of what the real situation was, and he's gone as far as he would go. So this is kind of bad, but let's live with it and do the best we can.
Okay, that's all we can.
Here is a speaker. He probably wants to say something to you here. I'm sorry we didn't.
That's all right. That's okay.
Yeah, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
We work like hell, but this here is a. This year represents the sign of progress that we can capitalize. It means that they put a stamp of approval on you, Appalachian. We can now say that Congress has put a stamp of approval, and it means that Congress has committed itself to the policy of it. And I think it represents, I'd like to get together, that we work like hell. I was amazed that they wanted to go this far, to be perfectly frank with you. I was amazed they wanted to go this far because this here puts the stamp of approval on Appalachia. Endorsement of the program makes it easier in the future.
When are you going to get out?
Well, now, with this situation, is it all right for Carl to offer a resolution to adjourn?
Oh yeah, I have no other choice, Mr. Speaker. I think it's kind of like it was when Halleck wanted to go to the Republican convention. We just at his mercy until they either improve the situation with votes or until we find some way of dealing with him. Because hell, when the President of the United States can't get $800,000 out of $100 billion that's in his budget, he's in one hell of a shape. I mean, you talk about the power of the presidency. I've got 15 states here that have been sitting here waiting for 6 months to do something. We got hungry babies that are crying, and we've got plans where we can divert money, and the President of the United States doesn't have enough power to get $800,000 that's budgeted. Why, he's in one hell of a shape, but there's not anything I can do about it. All I can do is just listen to it. I don't want to quarrel. I just hope by God sometime they try to get something out of me, and I'll tell you, I'm going to find it more difficult than they do to get $800,000. I called Charlie Halleck, and I told him. Come on in. I told Charlie Halleck what I wanted. I said, now your Republican Scranton is interested in this. Your Republican Rhodes is interested in it. I talked to him yesterday. And we oughtn't to quit this town, run out on our duties, until we do something for these 15 states here. And I don't want to ask John McCormick to wire everybody and bring them back in here and haul them. And I'm willing to go along on y'all all getting out, provided you give me that $800,000 to let me organize this commission. Let me plan a highway program. Let me figure out what I'm going to do to put these people to work. And if you do that, he said, well, now that wouldn't involve a commitment on the $1 billion program, would it, that we'd do it in January? I said, no, we're going to do it. I'm going to pass it. We've got the votes, and we're going to vote on it. But all it'd do now would be involve a commitment of $800,000. He said, all right, I'll go with you, and I'll go with you. I said, okay. Now, there it is, and of course, I don't do that. And it's not, I'm not losing anything personally. It's just a hell of a way to run a country, and it's a hell of a way for the President of the United States has all the power and a two-thirds majority, and by God, he can't get $800,000. I told George Mahon to put it in an emergency fund. I've got Alaska problems here that they've drained the hell out of it with. I've got all these Florida and Georgia tornadoes. I've got another one coming up that's hitting the coast of New Orleans tonight. And I have spent $656 million. Are you listening?
Yes. Sure.
In July and August, I spent $656 million less than we did last July and August. I'm that much under. I'm damn near, I'm over half a billion under in 2 months with my budget. Then I asked for $800,000, and by God, I wasted a half a day. And I've talked to everybody from the speaker down to the lowest man on the totem pole. I've talked to Halleck, and I've talked to Albert, and I've talked to Mahon. This is the second or third time. And he called up and said, we have really labored, and we have produced what? What the Senate put in there the day that because we thought the House would vote on Appalachia. Is it absolutely impossible to vote on it and pass it? Are the Republicans really going to oppose Appalachia?
Yeah.
It was Scranton and Rhodes and them feeling like you do?
We haven't got more. We wouldn't have more than 20 Republican votes.
I'll be damned. That's hard to believe. So we just haven't got the votes to pass it. Couldn't pass it, could we?
Not today.
Okay, well, we just have.
Even Tyler O'Brien and Henry realized it was one of those, at the best, 50-50 propositions.
Yeah.
They knew that. I was willing to put it down. I've been willing all along to put it down, but I said I can't guarantee its passage.
Okay, well, that's all we can do. All we can do is just do the best.
You see, of course, on the other hand, this session has made a hell of a record. It has made a hell of a record.
But we made it. We made it by fighting them, and not by.
That's true. Well, now you realize that Carl and I have done
everything.
I sure do.
I'm just so disappointed that Appropriations Committee couldn't get $800,000, and I don't know what to do. Maybe they'll want me to do something sometime.
Could you use some emergency funds?
I could if they'd give them to me. I told him to put it in $800,000 emergency funds. He could do that.
Is there anybody in there for emergency, George?
No.
But there's nothing in this bill. Yeah, there's nothing in this bill at all, so there's nothing at all in
that. That's right. That's the point I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'll see you, Mr. Speaker.
So you understand what I told you this morning about the, stuff all being ready. That the doesn't die with a German tiny dime. You understand?
Yeah.
Is it all right for Carl at the right time to offer a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. President.